It's time for a Stain Gang podcast with Bernita Jackson as we talk about the red-hot Midwestern State women's basketball team. Thanks for joining us on these podcasts. Be sure to tell your friends and be sure to make your plans to be out at DL Lincoln Coliseum. We've got two great games coming up Thursday and Saturday. Eastern New Mexico will be here on Thursday night. That game will get underway at 5:30 at DL Lincoln Coliseum. And then on Saturday, West Texas A&M will be here. We'll take a look at the importance of those two games and some of the details. But I do want to look back, Bernita, at the last two games against Cameron and Oklahoma Christian. As you continue to win your home games and just the stretch you've put together. In fact, since you played Eastern New Mexico, you're 5-1. They're 1-5. We'll get to more of that later. But it just goes to show how well you've been playing over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, much better. You know, the one at Angelo got away from us for sure. And I mean, me personally, I think we're kind of playing in a place that I thought we should have been playing long before, but I'm glad that it's finally coming. You know, some people approach life from the perspective of they kind of got to get hit before they start swinging. And then there are those of us like myself who you just come out swinging. And so some people have to kind of get hit before they realize, oh, I'm in a for real fight, you know. And so some of our girls are starting to understand that and they're waking up a little bit, and we need it. And we need it to continue, and we need them to be aggressive and take the first swing and the first hit. And we've been really intentional about talking about that. If you notice, like in those first quarters, we're trying to jump out and get on the scoreboard quick and early and not dig ourselves into a hole and then, you know, try to fight our way out. And so they're learning that. I love that. I love that they're staying coachable. I love that they're staying moldable and that they're growing and blossoming right before our eyes. And I still think we got a lot of room to grow.
Taking a look at back at last Thursday night, the game against Cameron, the game you won 67-61. Mm-hmm. It was you did get out to a 13-10 lead in the first quarter, but it was really the second quarter where you kind of put some distance between yourselves and the Aggies.
Yeah, big adjustment for us right there. But one thing we've just been trying to do is hold people to a certain number in each quarter defensively, and that's kind of been our goal from the beginning. And we're gonna keep doing that. You know, this team is really buying in to understanding breaking down each quarter, and so we're trying to win the quarters. We've been doing that against a good teams. Like, we'll win two quarters. You'll look at the box score and you'll see us against some of the best teams in the conference, and you know, we'll win like two of those quarters and then you just kind of unravel, you know, in one of them and then try to fight in the fourth. And it's like, no, the same focus and poise you had in these two, carry it over. And so we're learning how to do that. We also understand basketball is a game of runs. Cameron has a really good post player, and I thought we did a good job of going at her early and getting her into foul trouble, which affected their lineup. And their guard play is good, but they're young, just like us. So they're learning as they go through the Lone Star that is not very forgiving. And I thought our guards played a little bit better than theirs, and so we were able to capitalize on that. And I just thought our kids did a really good job of sticking to the game plan. But they made a nice little run there at the end. We were able to sustain it and finish up with the win.
That's a couple of games now where teams have made a run at you at the end, and you've been able to hold them off, because mm-hmm. the same thing happened in Odessa against UT Permian Basin.
Absolutely. That's college basketball. That's what I tell these girls. Well, what was happening earlier in the season is a team will go on a run in a fourth, and you know, we would almost look like a deer in headlights, like it was a shock. And I told them, like, that's just a part of basketball. Like, competitive players aren't just gonna lay down and quit. So everybody you play is gonna fight. You remember the Sol Ross game, same thing with them. They came out of halftime and they fought back, you know, pulled it within 10. This is college basketball, you know, so everybody's going to fight, just like us. You know, we got down on some teams and we fought back. That's just a part of it. And they're understanding that that's natural and is normal. It's not, shouldn't be a shock. We just have to now respond better. I think we're responding better to the runs, and that's something we've been trying to train and drill and then give players ownership of. So I think Zaria Carter took ownership of the fourth quarter, and her focus is every fourth quarter, I'm going to rally the team.
And we saw that on Saturday against Oklahoma Christian, because they came back, they took a, they went on a little 6-0 run and got in front 55-52, mm-hmm. but you quickly pulled back and took the lead, and over the final 6 minutes, I don't think they ever got back on top of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good game, a lot of lead changes, and just probably all of the drama a basketball lover would enjoy watching, except, you know, the coach. But but it was a fun game. Those girls play hard. You know, their best player suffered a season-ending injury, and so they're like us. You know, when those types of things, when you lose a starter or a really good player, you need other people to step up, and maybe they were not necessarily ready at that time, but they got to get ready. And so you kind of start to figure out, you know, the younger kids start to figure out, I am ready for this. I'm probably a lot more ready for this than what I realized. And so things happen for a reason, but they're a really good team. They have really good guards, and they play hard. They have big, strong guards that they were posting our smaller guards up and just getting the ball inside and, you know, just taking advantage of what the mismatch was. I mean, very well coached and play hard. They played very hard for the whole game and got to the free throw line a lot.
And now you get ready to welcome Eastern New Mexico and West Texas to DL Ligon Coliseum, mm-hmm. Where I believe you now won 7 straight games. Mm-hmm. And these are two teams to say you had a chance to win at their place is an understatement. Both of those games came right down to the final second. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing the girls are anxious to get this rematch. We'll start with Eastern.
Definitely been talking about it. They're ready. You know, they feel like they left some possessions just on the table, if you will, at Eastern. We went up on them. We were in control. And we let it slip away. We've watched lots of possessions where we just, too many empty possessions. You got to score. You can't come down on offense and shoot bricks and think you're going to be good team. You know, you got, this is real simple. Put the ball in the hole. And so they've watched that. They're aware of it. And they're definitely excited and hungry to play them again. Eastern is a really good team, regardless of what they've been going through. I know they've been switching up their lineups, but Jayla Smith and Ishawana Hunter were two that really got away from us last game, and we've got to put a lid on them or they're going to make us pay. And so best offensive rebounding team in the Lone Star, we're going to have to box them out. And you'll see that. I think it's going to be fun to watch because we're the second best. But at the same time, you know, it's going to be a fun battle because both teams, that's something that we both do. The other thing they do really well is they turn people over and convert in transition. So we're going to have to take care of the ball. We're going to have to slow the pace down a little bit, execute in the half court, and don't throw into pressured passing lanes, because they're going to pressure the passing lanes very hard on us.
Well, and that's something that you also do well. I think in that game at Eastern, I think you had in the neighborhood of 14 steals in that game. So yeah. Both teams are capable of forcing those turnovers.
Yes, I think they do a really good job of converting on them, and I think we're getting better at it. But, yeah, we do. We steal the ball quite a bit. Our defensive principles put us in great position to get steals, and we need to convert those steals because those are easy transition points that usually help us build momentum and can help us get on the run. And so we try to challenge our players that – when you first subbing into the game, one of the best things you can do is help us get a defensive stop. And that could come in the form of a defensive rebound, a steal, or just staying in front of her so well to the point where she travels. And sometimes just that pressure alone will make her throw a bad pass. We'll take that. We'll take any of those. So we try to give them something to focus on when they first sub in the game. Our starters do a great job of really setting the tone defensively. And so the next challenge is getting our bench to come in and give us just a punch defensively when they sub in.
And when you're at home, that also invites the crowd into the game.
Yes, I think that's going to be big for us. The student section has been live. And also, too, just even our season ticket holders, all of them, they're there, they're early, they're cheering, they're excited, they're standing. I mean, they're clapping. They don't sit down till we score our first basket, which I love. And if those refs blow the whistle a little indecisive against us, they're on their backs. So I love it. I love it. I don't really have to say much because most of the, you know, the crowd is on them. You know?
We've got a few hundred officials up in the crowd.
Yes,
here at the Lincoln Coliseum.
That's not a foul.
Yeah, they're more than willing to let the officials know what they think.
They do.
But I mean, you have to give the crowd a reason to get into the game, and Midwestern State's been doing that and playing some exciting basketball in a pleasing style to watch from a spectator point of view.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, some of the comments that I get from people like, oh, I thought you guys were going to blow them out. And I'm just like, we're you can't compare us to the men's team, right? Like,
because that's a veteran team.
That's a veteran team. Most of those guys have been playing in this system 5 years. With Justin Leslie, he's been here 6 years. And I have a huge amount of respect for them, those guys, and everything they do. When you start three freshmen, a sophomore, and a senior, we're just not where they are. And so the freshman in us comes out. And so right when you think we're about to dominate, they go back to freshman things. And they're just like, let me just throw this wild hook shot from the middle of the paint. And it's them learning and growing. And you have to calculate that into the game as you're watching it. But on the flip side of that, a lot of people are very proud and very excited, and they're very much, you know, supportive of. I love all the texts and stuff I get from our 3-point club members after the game. They're telling me they're hoarse. They've been yelling so much and cheering for them. And so on the flip side of that, we do have a lot of support, a lot of people that are excited about the trajectory and the direction that we're going, because it's good. It's heading in a positive direction, and we're going to continue to move it in the right direction.
Where's your team improved the most from the start of conference play?
I would just say shot selection and offensive flow. You know, we are a team that had to learn the value of spacing. We had to learn the value of mechanics, taking care of the ball, squaring up, being poised, reading. We run a read and react offense, and so they had to learn that through time. And the more experience they got, you know, in practice, everybody knows the play, so they're overplaying and different things like that. And it comes a point where in practice it's kind of hard to tell, you know, how good you are or are not. Now, we knew our defense was good, but the offense, we couldn't really tell. But as you start to go through games, they get that experience. You pull the clips, you watch it, and you show them, hey, on this, you made the right read, but the wrong pass. Or you made the right read, the right pass, but then you didn't square up and take the right type of shot. And so just teaching them all of those details, they've been learning it, and they've been growing, and we're going to keep growing. We're going to keep teaching. We're going to keep coaching them all the way through every single game.
It seems like the team is playing cohesively. Do you see that?
I think so. I think we're connected. I think that right now this is the most connected I've seen them. And I also think that one thing that's really big for me is ownership. They're taking ownership of their team, and it's fun to watch players who take ownership and don't sit back and point the finger like, I'm not doing well today because she didn't pass me the ball. No, they're like, she didn't pass me the ball because maybe she saw something I didn't. Let me go get an offensive rebound and a putback. And so they're taking ownership of things they can control. And it's fun to watch. And it's fun to be in a locker room where people are celebrated and people are lifting each other up. And so it's a lot of fun to be around. They're a fun group to coach.
I mentioned a moment ago that since Eastern New Mexico got the win over Midwestern State, they've struggled. They're 1-5. You've kind of taken it the other way. What's been the difference between the two teams over the last 3 weeks?
You know, I don't know. I've been watching them, and they've had some different lineup changes. It could be injuries. It could be anything. I don't know. You know, this time of year is also, you know, flu season. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we little coughing colds and different things like that. I mean, our team battled through some of that as well. And so I don't know what their issue is. I just know that we're going to try to be a really big issue for them on Thursday.
And then Saturday, West Texas comes in here, and that's always a big game here. Yes. At the Lincoln Coliseum. When West Texas visits. Yeah. That should be another real battle here under the dome.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, we felt like we left some meat on the bone out there at WT, and it shouldn't have came down to that last second shot. But nevertheless, they won, and so we've got to try to flip that script and change the narrative on Saturday and play really good defense on them, get a handle on their guard, the Kane kid, and we got to get Zari and Kirby some touches inside and force the issue with them, because those two are a really tough tandem to handle.
I just want to point out how big these two games are, because when you look at the standings in the Lone Star Conference, there's the 3-12-1 teams, TWU, UT Tyler, and Lubbock Christian. Then Angelo State's there at 10-3. Then you got Permian Basin at 8-5, and then there's a group of four at 7-6. That includes Midwestern State. Mm-hmm. It also includes Eastern New Mexico and West Texas. Mm-hmm. The other team in that group is A&M Kingsville, who you'll see in a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. and then St. Mary's is 6-6, St. Edward's 5-7. So you've got about seven teams battling for four remaining spots, basically, mm-hmm. in the tournament. But it's great to have Midwestern State right in the thick of it.
We're right in the thick of it. This week is going to be big for us. We just need to focus on being 1-0 on Thursday and then take Saturday as it comes.
Bernita, always fun to talk to you on these podcasts. Good luck to you Thursday night against the Greyhounds.
Thank you.
That's Bernita Jackson, the women's head coach here at Midwestern State University. Thanks for being with us on the Stain Gang podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast and bring two friends with you to D.L. Ligon Coliseum this week, Thursday night at 5:30, and then Saturday at 1. Eastern New Mexico and West Texas are here to face the red-hot Midwestern State Mustangs. I'm Pete Stein. So long.